AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump delivered the eulogy at Washington's National Cathedral for the senior senator from South Carolina.
A giant of the United States Senate, and a true American original who left us much too soon. And that can only be the one and only Lindsey Graham.
Graham was a close ally of the president. He died suddenly earlier this month.
No matter how heated things got in Washington, virtually everyone, Republican or Democrat, liked Lindsey. Well, not everybody, but it sounds good. Not everybody. He was a tough cookie.
There was an earlier service at the Capitol where the Republicans served for more than 30 years. Lindsey Graham will be buried tomorrow in his home state, South Carolina. The White House says meetings went well between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. More on Ukraine from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The closed-door session came weeks after Volodymyr Zelensky scored a coup at a NATO summit, with the president saying Ukraine would get a long-sought license to produce Patriot air defense systems. Zelensky was here in Washington for Lindsey Graham's funeral, which came hours after the president told Fox and Friends Graham was militant about backing Ukraine in the Russia fight.
I mean, Lindsey liked war, to be honest with you, okay? And I said, you're a nice guy. How come you like war so much?
Graham's last official act in office was a visit to Kyiv, and GOP senators hope to advance his package of sanctions on nations who buy Russian oil, gas, and other exports. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Seattle say the 15-year-old arrested in connection with a deadly festival shooting had a ghost gun. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The National Weather Service says a tornado that ripped through Wisconsin was on the ground for about 12 miles.
Winnebago County Executive Gordon Heights spoke at a news conference in Menasha.
The depth of the tornado and its impact is incredible, devastating, and we're really still in the assessment phase.
Heinz says the timing of the twister may have been fortunate.
With the timing and that many people may have been at work.
Shelters were opened for displaced residents. Tens of thousands of customers are without power, and a boil water advisory was issued for part of Fox Crossing.
I headed down to the basement with my kitty.
Kathy Zink was among those who took shelter as the storm passed through. She spoke with WBAY.
And when I come up, it's like a war zone here.
I'm Jennifer King.
eBay has agreed to pay nearly $50 million to a Massachusetts couple sent cockroaches and a bloody pig by a former employee. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.